100 word stories.
Okay, wrapping up last week's stories. A week late because it was a 3-day weekend and I'm lazy as crap. But at least there's Memorial Day, then Juneteenth, then 4th of July. So maybe I'll throw an extra day in there. I'm just, I don't know. But the cool thing is I've got some new challenges, so yay! Meet new people to work with and stuff, and cool, and I hope to serve them well. So, no, it's not a new job, it's just new teams that I'm working with. So anyway, The Cool Kids by Lawrence Simon. I don't hang with the cool kids. I'm rather behind on the time, so I don't know where the cool kids hang. Do they hang at the roller rink? Do they hang at the drive-in? Do they hang at the malt shop? That's kind of dated, I admit. That's 50s thinking. Do they hang at the arcade? Do they hang at the mall? Maybe, not sure. This isn't the 80s, man. Where do the cool kids hang? They don't wash their hands, get vaccinated, and mask up. They all hang at the ICU. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story, which reminds me, I probably should get a booster. One a day until the day I die.com. I've got, coming up, let's see, blood work. I've got x-ray, possible MRI on my knee. But I can still walk and I'm fine walking. It's just bump it and my rule is if I can do that to the other one and it doesn't hurt, there's something wrong with the one. So anyway, it's probably because I'm just so damn fat. I did this to myself again and again and again and again, and you've heard this over and over again. I do this again and again and again, and like I said this before too, like the Daffy Duck cartoon on Thanksgiving with the hillbillies and the turkey, and it just, I do this to myself, but I'm on the way down again. I don't know. I see commercials and I get jealous of all the stupid food and I hate fucking food, which is why I have YouTube without the commercials. And I watch YouTube, and I try to avoid stuff, but then there's a Whataburger right there. It's walking distance, which is why I drive there. Winn-Dixie is walking distance, and I'm learning to get healthy stuff. Just need to get a bagged salad a day, and then whatever else, who cares? And zero-calorie dressing. And low sugar, for God's sake. And no Gatorade Zero. That messed up my teeth, and they hurt. They hurt less, but it's not perfect now. And chamomile tea messed up my back and shoulder all that time. And God knows what else. There's probably another reason I changed my chair. So that helped with my neck and my jaw a little bit. I reduced my gum chewing, which helped with the TMJ. I need to talk to my dentist about that. I've got the mouth guard, which helps a bit, I think. But my cheek feels a little weird. And I know I'm always dehydrated, and my sinuses are a mess. That's what the ENT is for. I'm just confessing all this out to you. I'm rambling. I don't have many people to talk with, I guess. But that's a good thing, because I just ramble about this shit. Anyway, thanks y'all for putting up with this crap. Please, let me know in the comments if you want to hear more of this shit, or just say, shut the fuck up! Don't just unsubscribe. If you've liked the stories all this time and you're tired of my rambling or wanting or whining, let me know. Maybe I'll set up a separate podcast called Wah, because that's what I should be saying to myself. Grow the fuck up, right? All I've done is grown 230 pounds, but I'm down from 240. It's beautiful around here. I always wake up early anyway. I'm just bleary from the fucking sleeping meds, that's all. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.